I've been summoned to see the Nowhere Man. He's at his desk when I step inside the gray cave of his office, his back turned. Pop? He holds up his hand, keeps scribbling on a blue-lined pad. Standard operating procedure. I flick my eyes around the room. The mantel, the carpet, the bookshelves, the window. Try to find a comfortable place to land. No dice. Ma's fond of cute teddy bears and seasonal outfits and pillows with little sayings and shit she gets on QVC. They're everywhere. Except here, a room spliced out of John Grisham, all leather-bound. Only muted light through the shades. August heat outdoors, but no hint of that allowed here. I face the rear of Pop's neck, hunch further into the gray, granite-hard sofa, rub my eyes, sink back on my elbows. On his desk, three pictures of Nan, my twin, at various ages. Poofy red curls, missing teeth, then bearing them in braces. Always worried eyes. Two more of her on the wall, straightened hair, expensive white smile, plus a framed newspaper clipping of her after delivering a speech at this summer's Stony Bay 4th of July thing. No pics of me. Were there ever? Can't remember. In the bad old days, I always got high before a father-son office visit. Clear my throat, crack my knuckles. Pop, you asked to see me? He actually startles. Tim? Yep. Swiveling the chair, he looks at me. His eyes, like Nan's and my own, are gray. Matches hair, matches office. So, he says. I wait, try not to scope out the bottle of Macallan on the, what do you call it, sidebar? Sideboard? Generally, Ma brings in the ice in the little silver bucket thing 10 minutes after he gets home from work. 6 p.m., synced up like those weird-ass cuckoo clock people who pop out of their tiny wooden doors. Dead on schedule when the clock strikes, so Pop can have the first of his two scotches ready to go. Today must be special. It's only 3 o'clock, and there's the bucket oozing cool sweat like I am. Even when I was little, I knew he'd leave the second drink half-finished, so I could slurp down the last of the scotchy ice water without him knowing while he was washing his hands before dinner. Can't remember when I started doing that, but it was well before my balls dropped. Ma said you wanted to talk. He brushes some invisible whatever from his knee, like his attention's already gone.
Did she say why?
I clear my throat again. Because I'm moving out? Planning to do that. Today. 10 minutes ago, ideally. His eyes return to mine.
Do you think this is the best choice for you?
Classic Nowhere Man. Moving out was hardly my choice. His ultimatum, in fact. The only best choice I've made lately was to stop drinking. Etc.